Second Corinthians is the book of true ministry. It has been called Paul's least systematic letter, the most autobiographical of all of Paul's epistles, and intensely personal. Let's look at the book that sometimes is not often noticed in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians. Let's begin with the author. Like 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians begins by identifying the author as Paul. Tradition supports that conclusion. So, without a lot of discussion, we can say Paul is the author of 2 Corinthians. Who were the recipients? Paul wrote 2 Corinthians on his third missionary journey during his last year at Ephesus, which was probably in the early spring of 57 AD. Apparently, 2 Corinthians was written shortly thereafter. All of the events between the two epistles probably took place in 7 or 8 months. Thus, the date of 2 Corinthians is the fall of 57 AD. Paul most likely sent 1 Corinthians to Corinth with Titus. After he sent that letter, he became deeply concerned about how the Corinthians would receive it. He called them carnal in 1 Corinthians and told them that some of them were proud. Paul left Ephesus and went to Troas, where he expected to meet Titus, but he did not find him there. He then departed for Macedonia, where he met Titus, probably at Philippi. Titus informed him that the church supported him, but some were highly critical of Paul. They were casting doubts in the minds of the Corinthians concerning Paul's integrity. These opponents of Paul were accusing him of walking according to the flesh, of being deceitful, intimidating people with his letters, unjustly mistreating someone to the point of ruining him, and defrauding people. More specifically, he had promised to return and didn't. He mishandled the discipline of the incestuous fellow, and he didn't take money on his first trip, but was planning on fleecing the flock under the guise of a collection for the poor saints at Jerusalem on his next trip. This situation produced a number of problems. First and foremost, these accusations raised questions in the minds of the Corinthians. They began to withdraw from Paul, at least emotionally. Also, he must have been discouraged. Furthermore, he needed to address the situation concerning those who had falsely accused him. So, the recipients of 2 Corinthians were those people in the church at Corinth. What then is the subject? 2 Corinthians is different from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians is systematic, objective, and practical, deliberate, and warns against pagan influences. 2 Corinthians is not systematic. It is subjective and personal, impassioned, and warns against Judaism. The subject of 2 Corinthians is the integrity of Paul's ministry, that is, the true minister and ministry. So, what is the structure of 2 Corinthians? Again, let me say that the point of a structure is how does the author take the subject and develop it in what he writes? The answer is the overall structure of 2 Corinthians follows the format of an ancient letter. In this case, there is a salutation, a thanksgiving, the body, and at the end, there's personal greetings and a benediction. Again, as in 1 Corinthians, there is no prayer. But other than that, the format of the letter is the format of an ancient letter. What I want to do is focus on the body of the book. In the body of the book, the first major point Paul makes has to do with consolation. It's comfort in the ministry. That begins in chapter 1, verse 12, and goes through chapter 7, verse 16. The second major point in the outline has to do with the collection. That starts in chapter 8, verse 1, and goes to the end of chapter 9. The third point in the book is vindication. It's the vindication of Paul's ministry. It starts in 10:1 and goes to 13:10. So remember, the subject of the book is the true minister and the true ministry. So there are three major parts in the body of the book: consolation, the collection of money, and the vindication of Paul's integrity. The consolation is comfort in ministry. The collection is the ministry of giving. And the vindication is the vindication of Paul's ministry. What are the purposes of 2 Corinthians? One purpose of 2 Corinthians is to give instructions. There are several minor purposes, including giving needed instruction regarding the penitent offender, probably the man mentioned in 1 Corinthians 5. Furnishing further instructions regarding the offering for the poor saints in Jerusalem, and showing his care for them. The major motive and purpose is to defend and vindicate his apostolic authority. Paul's opponents had made a threefold charge against him. They attacked his person, his character, and his teaching. He was accused of fickleness, of pride and boasting, of obscurity in preaching, of weakness, of rudeness of speech, of being contemptible in person, of being dishonest, of being hardly sound of mind, and of being no apostle at all. Paul answers each of these charges on his person and on his character. That's the major purpose of 2 Corinthians. So to sum up, Paul wrote to the Corinthians to demonstrate his care and concern for them, to give them some further instruction, and to vindicate his authority. The spiritual lesson that's here for all of us is that the true minister is comforted in ministry and sometimes must defend himself. Remember, 2 Corinthians is the book of the true ministry.